What's happening, people? We're back inside the building. Welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu for another edition of the Interview Hour this morning. I'm very excited for this one. It's one we've had kind of locked in for a little while now. One of the names that I immediately needed to get involved the second we launched our new studio space. Man Like Trick is in the building. How you doing, sir?
Proper man, I'm here. I'm in the building. We are ready. Chill Tricky in the building.
Let's go, sir. How you doing, sir? It's been a while since you've been on the show. How's Trick been?
Bro, I've been so busy. It's been crazy. Like, so since the last time I was in here,
I think we've moved buildings three times.
Yeah, bro, like, you've moved so much. like, I was like, where's your location? You're like, bro, it's moved again. Like, so it's been exciting. Even for you, I can see you doing a lot, man.
We're working. Yeah. It's always exciting to kind of get the sort of, I suppose, Brightonian aspect on what's going on. Obviously, we've got Nelson in the building as well. He's sat opposite.
Yeah.
And I'm ripping the mic.
I would cuss him, but I can't swear right now. don't really rate him, but you know.
But I mean, from like an outside perspective, looking at what you've been doing kind of music-wise, I feel over the last year or so, it feels like you have been putting out so much content, whether it be videos, whether it be freestyles, whether it be singles, or whether it even be like live shows. How has the last kind of year or so been for you, obviously following on from everything being locked away? Like, how have you kind of gained this extra set of momentum?
Do you know, it was weird because like through lockdown, like I didn't do nothing music related.
Okay.
I had my afro out. I was on Xbox every day. Every single day I was waking up, it was just 50 friends on Xbox. Like, it was just that. There was no attitude to, I didn't even make a song. Like, I don't remember making a song. As soon as we come out, still didn't make music. And then I was just going through real life, like jobs and doing whatever I'm doing, and you know, and then I don't know I think I must have started dropping some I think I dropped Intro and Wait. And then from there, I just started like being like, mate, I know who I am, innit? Like,
yeah.
I'm cold. Like, what the hell am I doing? Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just sitting around doing nothing. Then as soon as I dropped Weight, when people started being like, bro, this track's so cold. Like, I was like, all right, cool. I know what to do, innit? And I changed my sound because the last time I come on the radio show, my sound was a bit different.
Yeah, it was.
It was a bit different. Now it's just I got a different approach, and I don't know, man. I'm just.
Would you describe yourself as a bit of a studio bug? Just constantly in the studio?
I mean, look, Nelson's here and he could tell you, like, when I'm in the studio, I work and I leave most of the time making 2 to 3 songs,
okay.
Right? And I don't, like, I make my songs at home before I go to the studio because I've always been conscious about time and money. So I was always like, okay, if I can nail it the first time, second time.
There's a little D lyric from back in the day, and it's, if I memorize all my bars, I can go to the studio, bang them out one time. There's a little D bar from back in the day.
Saying?
That's always stuck with
me. Yeah, and that's a legendary bar. Even though I didn't know, that's a legendary bar, and I live by that because it's always been the thing growing up. I didn't have the most money, so it's like, you know, if I can go to the studio, let me record it at home, let me memorize it, so when I go to the studio I don't have to be spending £60 sitting in the studio. Oh, I don't like making songs in the studio sometimes because I was like, and I can't get, I would get writer's block in the studio. So
yeah, no, I've always found this about studio. There's kind of two ways you can go. You can either be surrounded by that environment and then kind of go, I'm super inspired, I'm here,
I get, do you know what, since I've started PCM, right, and then I've linked up with these guys, and We actually get it's a different energy with us, right? But with me, with a Trick session, Nelson will tell you, I don't like to make music in the studio.
Okay.
Or if it's a PCM session, all the songs are done in the studio. Every single song, which is weird. Like, it's just a different energy. I feel like I put Trick and PCM in two different boxes.
Okay.
Like, Trick is just like, you know, I can, because I know what I want for my sound. But with the PCM thing, it's just the energy. It's the energy like we need. So, you know, making it in the studio, that is us.
Okay. Talk to me about PCM then. Talk to me about how it came together as a project. Because obviously, I see you kind of rolling both as Trick and as part of PCM, a collective. And the amount of live shows I'm seeing, the amount of kind of content I'm seeing from you guys, it is crazy. Like, talk to me about how this whole project came together.
So to correct you, it's a group, all right?
Okay.
It's members only club, right? Right, nah, so basically, obviously, let's go to the last interview. I told you my favourite colour was purple, right?
Yes.
And I've always run with purple. It was that simple. I sat at home, I thought, I really want a group. I've always been inspired by ASAP Mob and how they run their group and stuff like that and how it came about. But that wasn't initially how I thought. I just sat in my bedroom, I was literally playing FIFA. I thought, oh, Pepper City Mob. Like, I was thinking about names for so long, didn't come to me, playing FIFA one time, and then it came to me. And then, naturally, Nelson was the first person I thought of because I'm in a studio with him, I didn't know where his head was at with music, I think we were both in the type of same space, so I thought, let me shout him, and then he was like, yeah, let's do it. And I thought, but we can't have two because then it's like a bit of a, I don't know, you know, like a,
I feel if you've got mob in the name, you need more.
Yeah,
than
so I was like, who else? And at the time, I started linking up with Draco, and he just come. He's a Leicester boy, so he's come down to Brighton, and then I linked up with him because I'm that network guy. And I just thought, let me ask him, see what he's saying. And straight away, he was like, yeah, let's do it. And then it was so natural, and like how it's gone from 0 to 100. Like we got like real like cult fan type. Situation.
I mean,
right
it definitely
now.
Seems that way because whenever I see footage from live shows, I see people going off. I see the room going crazy, and I know from what I've seen at least of you two. I haven't seen Draco perform live, but I've seen both of you two perform live before, and you both have a very kind of good stage presence. You have a good energy.
You're
naturally gonna incite that out of people. But I see people losing it. I see people going wild.
Yeah, like, do you know what? I nearly accidentally like I felt like I was about to take someone's head off, like because I've gone into the crowd, yeah, and I'm like leaning over, and then. This guy has just put his head into my chest, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go, but he wouldn't let me go. I was like, mate, well, you're going to have to come with me then. I was like, I've got to go, bro. Like, and that was it. I just like leant back and like nearly took his head off. Well,
nearly did the action, man. Like,
bro, like, I swear to God, like, I swear, like, I felt like I lifted his feet off the floor. I was like, bro, like, I'm sorry, but you didn't let go. Like, the hell am I meant to do? But like, you know, stuff like that, like, it's crazy because sometimes I get jealous. I think, I started this group, right, and people, and I, all I've wanted is a cult fan base, right?
Yeah.
For Trip. And then I see it with PCM, I'm like, well, why didn't you do that for me? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, well, I get it, right? It's pretty cool. PCM, like, Purple City Mob, yeah, everyone's like, yeah, cool. But I was like, why, where's the cult, the trickheads? You know what I mean? Where's the trickheads or something? Do you know what I mean? Like, where's, I'm like, what's going, do you know what I mean? Like, what's going on with that, man? I mean, you know, it's a great thing. It's a great feeling. No lie. Like, it's so cool. Like, especially to share it with other musicians that I really respect and rate in the city, man. Like, there's a lot of talent in the city, but, you know, I've found two of them, and then we put it together, man.
Amazing, man. I mean, this is the thing. Watching it from the outside, it looks like everything's on the up. It looks like things are definitely on the kind of growing. It seems like things are definitely growing. It seems like things are definitely moving towards, as you said, that kind of cult following.
Yeah, but
status.
Do you know what it is? We know what we want, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we know what we want. We're all different creative minds, and we all do different things, right? Draco, he's all over the place. And it sounds crazy, and it's you know, something that I wouldn't initially do, but when he does do it, he excels in it, and he does his thing. Nelson Navarro, he's the maestro. He's you know, he's always been that guy. You know, he loves his craft and he loves what he does, and he has fun with it. And that's the main thing. A lot of people like don't look like having fun with it. Nelson's not always Nelson Navarro. Obviously, Nelson sits. Does the DJ stuff as well, and you know, he that as much as him rapping, that's also a big, you know, it's one package, it's not just separate for him. That's what I think, anyway. And for me, I'm just cold,
yeah,
yeah, simple, isn't it?
You know, if you were doing like CVs and just, I'm just cold, as the statement, I'm just cold.
I just, do you know why? Because my girlfriend got onto me, yeah, and was like, oh, what are you gonna say in this interview? Oh, like, it's lit. Because in the last interview, I was saying, yeah, it's lit. So I've, in those 3 years, I've literally grown up, and I've been like, I need more vocab in my
life. Yeah, so yeah. We've gone from it's lit to I'm cold.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, for real.
Right, let's get into some music then. We're going to get into this one. It goes by the name Arting. Very quickly describe this one to me.
It's a PCM original tune. It's fresh out Nelson Navarro studio, of course. Look out for this one. This one's going to go off. It's going to be, I think it might be the intro to our new tape or not. We might be to drop it as a single because it's that crazy, but you know, it is what it is.
There we go, man. I'm looking forward to getting into it. We're live in the building with a Trick this morning. Just coming up to around 12 minutes past 9 here. It's Breakfast with Kobe. Let's go.
This one's fresh out the oven.
It is indeed fresh out the oven. 9:15 here. That one fresh from Nelson Navarro studio. He is in the building as well. Drinking some format coffee, which is going down like a treat by the looks of things. Do make sure you pass through the
store. Nah, man. No free promo. What the hell are you doing, bro?
It's on the Trick Star face. What do you mean?
Nah.
Free promo for the Trick Star face.
Nah, bro. It's a brand. The band's PCM on the back, man. No free promo over here, baby.
But there we go. Do make sure you are keeping up. We've got loads more to talk about. Obviously, we've talked a little bit about live shows, a little bit about the kind of development of your sound and where you're kind of going with it.
Yeah.
The sort of tagline for the interview hour on this show is the sounds they're making, where they come from, and what's on the way. So we're going to move into that final section next. I want to talk a bit about the future. Obviously, you were very busy with the kind of Great Escape stuff, and it was great to see how kind of involved I feel you've become with Brighton sort of live scene more than anything else. Like, is that something you want to carry on?
Do you know what? Yeah, like, look, yes, I do. I'm not too bothered about it.
Okay.
Like, it's a bit of a weird one because it's like, I never, do you know what it is? I've been rapping for so long, bro. Like, it's like, I did, at one point I was like, oh, I feel underappreciated a little bit. I feel like no one's really like tapping into me, or because I was always a thing. It was always a thing for me, was like, let me just go get a feature from someone. Let me see. And certain people didn't get back to me, innit? And okay. When I was a bit younger, I felt a type of way. Now I'm here, it's like, I don't need you, bro. Like, yeah. It's not even coming off in a really like, what do you call that?
It's not an arrogant.
It's not arrogant, bro. It's like, it's just like, because where I've had to do so many songs by myself, I perfected my own sound now.
Entirely.
And I know what I need to do. So yeah. In terms of like features, there's not really many people I can hear on my stuff, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, well, no, it makes sense. If you put it like this, if you build like a product and you're kind of waiting on apart from someone else, like say you're building a car,
yeah,
and you're waiting on say an engine from someone else or like something to do with that, and then you end up not getting the engine, you have to find a way of making it work without that other engine.
Well, I'll give you a good example, right? So all my beats clearly not English like that, yeah, right? And I struggled for so long to find an English producer or someone who can make me beats that can fit in. And even Arse Nelson, it's only been in the last, since The Great Escape,
yeah,
that I found that guy.
The guy that does what the exact sound you're looking for.
So shout out DXVL, because that's, now he's my bro, innit? We linked up first off of just love. Like, we didn't even talk about music. It was just genuinely that. Cold Deep, obviously, that's the birthplace of how me and DX actually met, because he had his headline show and Cold Deep, my brothers. Shout out to Cold Deep as well.
Shout out Cold Deep.
They put me onto the show.
Brighton family.
And you know, and then me and DX, it wasn't even from the show necessarily. I think D must have been, he must have just, and I just shouted him, I was like, yo, like, did a chat to me, whatever. And then he come down to Brighton and we just linked up, man. And then we was just like, we've been locked in ever since. And it's only been a couple of weeks, but you know, in terms of like friendship, like, I see him better than a lot of people, bro, just because the way we've had these conversations and these chats, and you know, obviously the beat is definitely an extra because they're my type of thing, and
yeah,
I can finally do that. I can sit down with someone in the studio, we can all link up now, you know, and we can do this in the studio. I don't have to like be like, bro, can you send me a beat pack, or da, 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 and I'm waiting, and I just want to get into studio.
It becomes a bit more kind of an organic kind of building process.
So this is very organic, honestly.
Like, I mean, finding that sort of production, I suppose, arm is always one of the most difficult things to do from anything. Finding that kind of missing ingredient that you're kind of looking for a lot of the time is the thing that kind of, I suppose, that can bring on writer's block. It's the thing that can kind of stop you.
Yeah, you know full well I had a problem with writer's block as well. I meant that. I never failed to mention that. Like, even now I still get it. Like, I'll still be looking at beats and I'll just listen to them and I'm just like,
It's nothing happens.
I just do something else. Yeah. Like, I would stop music. Like, I don't force it. That's the beautiful thing about Trick. I don't force it. Like, yeah. If I can't make it, I won't do it. I'll find something else to do in it.
Okay.
Simple.
Well, let's kind of talk a bit more about the future then. In regards to actual kind of releases, projects, I don't know, shows maybe, alternations of what's going on. What's on the way?
So currently I've got the Lost Tapes series going on, right? The first tape I think was 4 songs. Second tape did crazy. Volume 2 went crazy. Everyone loved it, man. Like, and I really appreciated that. I'm just trying to figure out right now if I want to do a fourth one.
Okay.
Because the third one
would
definitely
happen. What would stop you doing it?
Because I put up a story the other day, like yesterday, and I was like, should I have features on it or not? And that really was the thing where it determines whether I have a fourth one. Because the third one was going to be a final one with just me. Because the first one and the second one had features. First one had the same feature. Second one had loads of different features, London and Brighton. And then the third one was going to be just me. But because I've been linking up with so many London guys, and we've really been connected, because that whole scene in South London is what I've been doing. So because I've been linking up with DX, Jayang, Mono X, you know, all these people, it's like a J.O. stream, shout out J.O., Louis Levac as well. So because of all these people, we got real good connections. It's like, should I make 4 tapes? Should I make a third one with just London guys and get that attention over there, and then the fourth one be me? Well, really and truly, a big bit is because I can't be arsed. Yeah? I keep it so real. Like, the first and the second one went off so well. Well, I was like, do you know what? Like, I don't wanna then start boring people with the Lost Tapes.
No, I feel that.
You know what I mean? Volume 68. Like, do you know what I mean? Just because I can't get my head around what I want every single time. So I feel like, let me just, I don't know. But I've got a single coming out on the 2nd of June as well, JPNTN. That's another rapper as well from London, South London. JPNTN. We got, what else we got? We got Bodak. We got the exclusive Bodak. Barry Bow, that video coming out today? Today, we've got 6 p.m. That's coming out. Shout Draco's probably working or sleeping. That's what he does best. It's my best at the same time. Shows, I've got a headline show on the 24th of next month, which is, what month is that?
June.
Now, May.
What, May now, June then.
Yeah, June, 24th of June. I always get my months
mixed up. You know what?
Up,
don't. I did the exact same thing with the festival about June and July. I did the exact same thing and I'm in the mud with it. So I feel you.
But yeah, man, like, let me take the shades off for this one. Yeah, I just got a lot coming up, man. I'm busy as hell. Like, And it's sick. I really appreciate everyone who's actually messaging me and being like, yo, Trip, like, you've changed. Your sound is, you know what I mean? Like, we've always liked you, but, well, like, you know, there's certain songs in my last tape that people liked and I didn't think would go off.
Okay.
Like, there's a song called Spliff and everyone's, it's one of my favourite, like, their favourite songs, and I don't really like it, to be honest. Like, it's cold, but I made it four years ago.
That's always the way, though.
Yeah, it is. It is always everyone the way. Everyone's been telling me that. Oh, bro, it's always the fact that when you make a song, the song that you like doesn't get pushed as much as the one that you like.
It's always the case, man. It's always the case. Well, there we go. I've got to say, it's been great to get you in. It's been great to kind of get a bit of a feel for what you're up to.
Stuff's changed, man. I'm busy as hell.
It looks like it. You can feel that 50, kind of energy 50, 50 as well.
50 grand for a feature now.
Tell you what, go to the format at the top of the road. They'll stamp the check and then we'll go on from
God
there.
God damn. God damn, that's the format check, baby.
There'll be a little sticker on there that says format coffee and then that'll be the top corner.
Wow, the coffee. 50 grand, but I got a coffee instead.
Right, we're going to get into one more track to kind of round things off, and this is one of the other ones you sent over specifically for this morning. It goes by the name Can't Even.
Oh, heavyweight.
Now, talk to me about this one. I've got a funny feeling there's a story behind it, so let's go.
Yeah, so I had to rap because I forgot it. you know, I make so much music, it's crazy. Like, I should be forget. I have to, when I hear it, when you say a song, like the name of my song, I'm like, yeah, let me rap it quickly. You know what I mean? And, Tricky Bean to Fly. I don't know, man. Like, it reminds me of my song Wait.
Okay.
I just got in a mood and I felt like, yeah, I'm that guy in it. Like, that's as a rapper in Brighton, anywhere, that's how you should think. You know, you are the best rapper, innit? Like,
that's
simple. Like,
I completely agree.
I respect it. When someone says, I think I'm the best, I'm the coldest, I'll do the best. Yeah, bro, that's you.
Yeah.
Like, and I respect it. But I also think that.
Yeah.
So it's a competition. Let's go. Let's work together. Friendly competition, of course. Let's do this thing together. If you don't do it together, do your thing. But this is just that, man. It's just letting you know who the flyest is in Brighton.
Let's go,
man. Simple, innit?
Let's go. I've got to say, dude, it's been great to get you in. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Brother.
And we're going to get into this one now. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere, people. We're live on Trickstar Radio this morning.